USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden has gained on President Trump in both Pennsylvania and Georgia overnight as more votes were counted. Trump is accusing Democrats of trying to steal the election in remarks he made from the White House. The Trump campaign also said it's not being given good enough access to observe votes being tallied in Michigan and Pennsylvania. Joe Biden says, "We continue to feel very good about where things stand. We have no doubt that when the count is finished, Senator Harris and I will be declared the winners." He added, "Everyone to stay calm and all the people to stay calm. The process is working, the count is being completed, and we will know very soon." Two police officers were shot early Friday morning in Wisconsin by a suspect who then fled on foot. A police public information officer said one Delafield and one Hartland officer were shot responding to a hit-and-run call. The officers have non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect, 23-year-old Nathaniel Benton of Fargo, is also wanted in North Dakota for a shooting on Sunday. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Russian President Vladimir Putin may be stepping down from power early next year. A Moscow journalist reported to the Sun newspaper in England that the Russian leader may have Parkinson's disease and his family wants him to step down. The Kremlin disputes the report. Job growth is reported stronger than expected in October, as unemployment rates slid to under 7%. The Labor Department reported Friday that non-farm payrolls increased 638,000 jobs last month. Stock markets reacted positively to the news, with Dow futures erasing most of their earlier losses Friday morning. NBC weatherman Al Roker on the Today Show Friday reveals he has cancer.
Turns out I have prostate cancer. And it's a good news, bad news kind of thing. Good news is we caught it early. Not great news is that it's a little aggressive, so I'm going to be taking some time off to take care of this.
The 66-year-old wanted to bring to light 1 in 7 African-American men and 1 in 9 men overall will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. So go get tested. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Packers beat the 49ers 34-17 on Thursday Night Football, Week 9. Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers tells NFL.com, the 49ers are a different team this year.
Yeah, I mean, it was good for us. It was a different game. They're obviously depleted on both sides of the ball. They've had, probably one of the worst injury years I've seen in a long time. So it's not the same football team that we saw twice last year, but, they still have possibly the best middle linebacker in the game. And a lot of pride, and we went out and executed the way we expected to.
Green Bay holds a 12-3 record versus San Francisco in the regular season since 1996. NASCAR is coming down to the wire Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona for the season finale 500. Driver Jimmy Johnson reflects on his career.
I'm trying to right now, and I feel like if this year was as intended and COVID didn't happen, I would have a much deeper, richer experience. But I have had a great one, and being honored in so many ways at the various tracks, social media, and the fans reaching out. My partners and sponsors are doing neat things on social right now. NASCAR just did something recently. I'm seeing these things, and it is helping me take it in, and I'm finally allowing myself to do it. The time is right. So it's very meaningful. And I look back on these highlights, and I cannot believe it's me in that 48 car with that race team having all the success. It's been a wild journey.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.